I think one of the best things about moving over to Jack FM is the music. It is the music selection. 1-866-598-5267. 1-866-598-5267 is the number to call if you've got a question or comment about the Vipers or, of course, the Rockets game last night. Rockets win 96-90 over the Boston Celtics at Dodge Arena. First NBA game ever at Dodge Arena. First NBA versus NBA matchup in the Rio Grande Valley. Valley sports history was made yesterday thanks to Rocket Launch 2009. But now as we move on Inside the Viper's Nest, we can start focusing on the NBA Development League season and who best to help us make that transition is here for the first time in studio. We had him on last week over the phone here in the Valley for the first time. Chris Finch, new Rio Grande Valley Vipers head coach. Coach, welcome aboard. And we're going to be doing this quite a bit this season. And I guess, first of all, is the jet lag over yet?
Not quite, but I'm getting there. Thank you very much. It's great to be here. And there's so much happening. It's exciting to be here. So, you know, jet lag. We'll have to worry about that later.
Exactly. It was a whirlwind day for you, I know, as well. You know, you had just gotten in on Tuesday. Wednesday was a big media storm, a lot of announcements to go along with the Rockets game as well. I know you had some meetings with the Rockets front office. Tell me a little bit about yesterday for you.
Well, I thought it was a fantastic, you know, kickstart to the whole basketball season. NBA, D-League, everything that we're trying to do down here. I couldn't have walked in at a better time. Meeting everybody, getting involved, it all came thick and fast, but believe me, you'd much rather have that type of issue dealing with all the things that's going on, all the excitement, rather, you know, than no one taking any interest in what's going on, and that's certainly not the case down here.
You got to have some meetings yesterday with the Rockets. I know a lot of things going on. Gerson Rosas, who it was one of the VPs there in Houston as far as their basketball ops concerned, was named Vipers general manager yesterday. He's going to be helping you lead the player acquisition efforts. What have your conversations been with Gerson and as far as what type of team you're going to put together?
Well, we haven't really got to the depth of that yet. Right. We're just kind of at a high level talking about who's available, looking at, you know, allocation lists, looking at returning players, looking at guys that have already declared themselves for the pool. So it's very, very topical at the moment. We're going to dig down in the next couple weeks. I'm going to be meeting with them up in Houston in about 10 days' time, and then a few days after that we'll be back up there and kind of really put together a war room mentality to attack the draft as they do at the NBA level, and that's exciting.
Yeah, it definitely is exciting, and I think last night, noticing, you know, in my conversation with Gerson, conversation with Paul McKeskey, who's your new assistant coach, the Rockets, they're not ignoring this whole hybrid affiliation model. They are really serious about not only developing players, but putting a winner down here as well.
They are committed to the development of everything, you know, the coaches, the all the basketball staff, the organization, in any way they can help. You know, they're giving their expertise at every angle. Certainly, the players and the product overall, it's in everyone's best interest that it keeps growing and growing. I'm in meetings with them the last 2 days, extremely impressed with the level at which they are coming at this, and that is the same dedication and a lot of the same detail that they use to put together their own franchise. And I think that's the sign of a first-class organization, because if they're going to do something, they're going to do it right. And that was what made it so exciting for me as an opportunity to come back and get involved. With not only what I learned to be one of the best D-League franchises in a standalone capacity, but also when you add the Rockets element in there, right, it's a win-win-win situation.
Right. You've been coaching overseas quite a while. By the way, Chris Finch, new Vipers head coach, joining us here on Inside the Vipers Nest on 104.9 Jack FM. It's been an action-packed show so far. You've been overseas quite a bit. You part of your playing career, you spent overseas in Great Britain, and you've been coaching both in Great Britain and in Belgium. Tell me a little bit about playing and coaching overseas, the difference in both playing and actually living there, and what you kind of learned by being, you know, away from the American side of basketball for a while.
Well, you know, playing over there was fantastic. I mean, ironically, the height of my playing career was probably playing in the 1995 McDonald's World Championships when they had that event back then, which they bring in champions from all over the world, different continents, and they'd come and play a tournament. And in that tournament, it was in London, and we were the winners of the British League, and just by dumb luck, we were able to host it. Well, the Rockets had won the NBA championship, so they were there, so they were in the same tournament. So, that's kind of been a highlight of my playing career. I also went and played in some European championships and stuff. But really, Europe was best for me for coaching. At the age of 27, I was given the opportunity to become a head coach of the team that I was playing for. Ideally, I would have kept playing for a few more years, but you had an opportunity like that, I had to take it. And I just started coaching at 27, and fortunate enough, I had worked at a really good organization. They were willing to grow with me, and you know, we were pretty good. We had good players, and a lot of my coaching has been kind of put together by different coaches that I played for over the years. I was fortunate enough to play for a lot of good coaches, and so my style is also a little self-made because I started so young. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a style that I think is just kind of fit well in modern basketball, which is a lot of up-tempo and shoot a lot of threes. And you know, we play defense too, so it's, you know, it's not just run and gun, but it's a little bit of a purpose to it.
Chris Finch, new Vipers head coach, joining us here on Inside the Vipers Nest here on 104.9 Jack FM for his first appearance on what is going to be the coach's show. We'll do this every Thursday starting at 6 o'clock right here on 104.9 Jack FM. And, Coach, tell me a little bit about the negotiation process between you and the Rockets ever since they took over. They really, really took their due diligence to make sure they found the person that they wanted for the job. You know, just my conversation with Daryl and Gerson, that they really talked to a lot of people to find the right person. Tell me a little bit about how that process was like for you, them contacting you, or did you contact them? How did that process kind of work?
Well, they got in touch with me right at the back of the Vegas Summer League where I was working with the Mavs. Right. Sam Hanke, assistant general manager, reached out to me. We were trying to connect and through a mutual acquaintance, and I thought it was just kind of a meet and greet to grow your network type thing, but we never were able to. Our schedules just didn't mesh, and he sent me an email about a week later and asked for my resume and followed it up with a phone call and just said, hey, we got an opportunity that we're thinking about, and we've just taken over this D-League franchise in Rio Grande Valley, and would you be interested, and here's how we think it's going to work. And I said, absolutely. So that started the process of really it was several months, and spoke with them a handful of times and flew and met them in New York for an interview in the middle of preparing for European championships. And it was kind of crazy. And everything was extremely thorough from their end. And of course, I did my homework on them and things down here too. And fortunately, you know, they came back just as I got ready to start the club season in Belgium, and they came back and offered the position, and you know, I was extremely excited, and the whole thing has just been kind of slow developing and then really quick to finish, right. You know, as things are, and right. Trying to getting settled into a new situation.
Had you been looking to come back to the States to coach for a while? I mean, you'd been overseas for quite a few years, and had this been an opportunity you were looking for, but just making sure it was the right one?
That's the best way. You know, about 5-6 years ago, I probably was much more aggressive trying to come back to America, but things have been going real well over there, and been enjoying it, and was in a great, great club, and the Olympic program is in full swing. So I was just kind of following that path, and I didn't pursue much in the last couple of years back home, and I thought, well, when something comes up that's really worth pursuing, I'll go for it, and this was it.
You mentioned something there in the answer. You are also the coach of the British national team, and you've kind of put some sort of resurgence into the program. You guys have qualified for the 2012 Olympics, which are going to be in London. Talk about that experience, because you're pulling double duty. You've got two jobs at the same time, basically, even where you're coaching your Belgium team. What is that like, having to deal with two different things at the same time like that, making sure you got the right players and making sure you're dealing with the British basketball organization there, as well as dealing with trying to get a winner on the floor for your pro team?
Yeah, fortunately, the two jobs have two distinct seasons. The international season takes place in late summer. But there's a lot of prep work throughout the course of the year, planning and trying to figure out schedules and all the logistics that go with that. The key is you got to have support from both teams for each other. And, you know, all the guys coaching international teams overseas, they're coaching professionally somewhere else. So it's kind of part of the deal, you know. The Rockets, the Vipers, they're totally fine with it. In fact, they encourage it.
Right.
You know, basketball is moving, international basketball is moving closer and closer together all the time. You see the transfer of players. You see that the rules are shaping up to be more in line all the time. So the game is absolutely in sync now around the world. And, you know, I think now my situation here with the D-League season, the competition part of it being very compact and tense, it allows more buffer on either side of both campaigns to better prepare. In Europe, seasons are 10 months long, all flow into each other. There's not a lot of time, and I was actually reaching burnout stage over there because you basically had like 3 weeks off, and that was it. So I think this is actually rejuvenate or we can do a lot of different things possibly that we weren't able to do with the national program. But also, I don't have to worry so much with the national program during the middle months, not trying to spread my workload. I can just concentrate on the Vipers.
It's definitely a balance of time for sure. Chris Finch, the new Vipers head coach, joining us here on the Inside the Vipers Nest program on 104.9 Jack FM here for the first time. Coach, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with you. So we'll take a 90-second break here. Back in a moment. This is Inside the Vipers Nest on 104.9 Jack FM.